Well, one, I've been studying this history since I was 15 years old. I have an undergraduate degree in history and African American studies. I've written about race and studied, this my entire adult life. And yet I learned something in every single page of the project. And so in the most kind of literal interpretation of that question, I learned new facts about our history, made new connections about how the legacy of slavery was shaping our society in every single iteration of the project. And that's been such a gift, because in seeking to edify our country, I of course ultimately edified myself. But if I think about that question in the broader sense, it just affirmed that you could never completely tell this story, that the history is so vast that it reaches, that you could study this for the rest of your life and only know an iota of what there is to know. And that if, in fact, someone who has studied this history her whole life can learn and make connections, the expectation that regular Americans would be able to have a baseline understanding of their country, I think is not real. And so what I learned from this is that so many Americans actually want a better understanding of their country. And we're all kind of struggling with trying to understand a country when we've been taught a history of a country that has never existed. And so what I've learned is you can actually create something that is challenging, that is difficult, that is discomforting, and that there will be an appetite for that. That despite, these book bans and these divisive concept laws and these efforts to say that we need to restrict access to this knowledge because it will teach people to hate their country, that actually people who have a great love for their country want to learn this so that they can make their country better. And I wasn't expecting that. It's been 5 years. I have not left the road in 5 years. I've traveled all over the world talking about this project, because it shows really the power. I mean, this is why we got into journalism, was you wanted, we believe that people need information and that people can be transformed by information, and they can be. And I certainly didn't, could not have imagined that when I first created the project, but that's been amazing. And it taught me that I have a tremendous amount of resilience, which I already knew. But it's certainly been affirmed by everything that's happened to me personally and to the project and surrounding the project since it published. So and I guess the last thing I'll say is I'm really being lucky enough to curate this work and to work with so many people for whom having just a tiny piece of the project has been so meaningful, and how I can't tell you how many people I've met who have shed tears because they felt seen in this project. They felt like, my whole life I knew what they said about us wasn't true, but I didn't have the data to push back on it. That sense of empowerment, that sense of almost being able to release a shame that I think so many of us as Black people feel, no matter how much pride our families tried to instill in us, the sense of shame that we hadn't maybe contributed that much, that our legacy begins with slavery, that I think after engaging with the project, whether it be in the magazine form, the book form, the podcast, the documentary series, that people feel seen and validated and take away a tremendous respect for our people and how our struggle has built this country.